We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Wallen Graceffo producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Final hour. We just heard Seth Kander talk about Tyson Fury just owned Deontay Wilder, seventh round TKO. I was watching some of the highlights. Just whipped his butt, start to finish. It looks like out in Vegas. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about the celebration, 40th anniversary of the greatest all-in moment in America in terms of sports when it comes to Lake Placid and the U.S. beating the mighty Russians. Yeah, that miracle was so good with Kurt Russell. You had to find some time to watch it today like I did. It's just such a good movie. Jimmy G, what's your all-time best sports movie that you think, not you know, some fictional sports movie, but when it came to a real-life story, what do you think is your all-time favorite?
It's a tough one, Bill. I mean, you know me. I love my comedy. So I was immediately gonna tell you Mighty Ducks or Major League or Angels in the Outfield or something.
Or Happy Gilmore, right?
Or Happy Gilmore.
I watched that like twice in the last week. It was rotated on some schedule on cable, and I know what's coming. You know the lines, and it is such an incredible movie. But I look at Miracle, and I say on something that happened in sports and the way Kurt Russell pulled off Herb Brooks, it is so good. It really is. And I know Field of Dreams and Costner was awesome in that movie. And even for the love of the game, I thought Costner was, that's a sports movie that I thought was really well done. But yeah, no, I mean, with Miracle, I remember the Titans. We Are Marshall, that, you know, Glory Road, I thought about Texas Western and the first all starting five who were black. That was fantastic. Jackie Robinson movie was wonderful. I thought that was well done and real. It had a real feel to it, like you were there. Wall, what's your, you're 23, so you, it's probably, you know, Star Wars or something, but what's
oh, yeah,
up?
Please, no way. What? I gotta tell you, even though like it's not a non-fictional like movie, but like it had real life events. Rocky IV. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
it was on last night or Thursday night. I was watching it.
The Creed movies were pretty good. I'll be honest. You know, again, that's fictional, but I thought.
But,
the
but like at least Rocky IV, I'm saying like I had like real life events. Like of course, like everything going on at the time between America and Russia and all that stuff.
And what one was Tommy Morrison?
Rocky Five was terrible.
Yeah, he was. I knew him.
Was terrible.
I knew him when I was in Tulsa, and bless his soul. And I was also, when I was in Tulsa, I was out there, speaking of heavyweight fights, when it was an ugly fight when he beat Foreman at the Thomas and Mack Center. I remember that.
But I gotta say, going back to like your question with real life events, I gotta tell you, Friday Night Lights.
Yes. That was Billy Bob Thornton,
yeah,
right?
But hands down, one of my favorite.
And I thought the TV series that they did was well done.
It took me a while to get into it, but I agree. It took me a while. Like if you have to ask me between do I prefer the movie or the show, it's definitely the movie. But the show did build on me.
Well, the TV show got a little ridiculous when the high school players are drinking on the high school field. There's no way that happens today. No way. No, the TV version did. The movie, but I like both of them. They were well done. Yeah, and you know, Hoosiers, you know, when you talk about a real life movie, Hoosiers Miracle would be at the top.
What about The Replacements? Going back to the 87 strike in the NFL.
Was that Keanu Reeves in Baltimore,
Gene
right?
Hackman, yep.
Oh yeah. Hackman was always good in any movie. Any sports movie. And he was pretty good in any movie he was in. And Keanu Reeves, though, I had a tough time buying him as an athlete. You know, the Bad News Bears, but that wasn't that. That was fictional, but that was. I actually like the new one too with Billy Bob Thornton. Again, the old school one with Walter Matthau, but the newer one. Yeah, there aren't too many sports movies where I've watched them and said, whether it's fictional or not, or it's Happy Gilmore, any sports movie I can sit down and watch. I really can. There aren't too many where I've walked out of them. I probably will say the movie I was in, Touchback, is one of the great football movies ever. So that's just because I'm in it. That would be it. And it's a good story about the movie. It was really cool. It was awesome. It was well done. Had Kurt Russell as the head coach in it. And they filmed it on the west side of Michigan. Yeah, so if you had to go by genre, so best golf movie would be Happy Gilmore, right? There's nothing against Tin Cup. If we went by genre, would be Happy Gilmore. I think we all would agree on that, right? The best basketball movie has to be Hoosiers with Glory Road. Glory Road. Butch Carter, was that the other one too? Is that what I'm thinking? Yeah, Glory Road. The best football movie. Remember the Titans? Irreplacements, that was a good movie. Friday Night Lights. Am I missing one there for football, Jimmy G, that you think was really good?
Varsity Blues, good movie.
Yeah, I remember meeting that when I was in Austin. They were filming in Georgetown, just north of Austin, and met all those guys at the bar all the time. They were crazy. Kahn's son, was it Scott Kahn? Yeah, and the James Vanderbeek and all those guys from the Varsity Blues. That was a pretty rowdy crew. That was fun down there in Austin, Texas when I was working. Best hockey movie, naturally Miracle, Mighty Ducks. Aren't they redoing, or they're adding the Mighty Ducks like 39, right?
They're doing like a reboot for Disney Plus now.
Oh, yeah.
So now Emilio Estevez is back, and now he's coaching a new bunch of kids.
Can't wait to see what his acting skills are like.
I can't wait, too. It's going to be great.
Take my money now. Secretariat was a good movie. That was a great movie. Not just good, that was a great movie. That was fantastic. Yeah, so you can pick your genre no matter what sport you like or don't like. They're just a ton of them that are great movies. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to John in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, good evening, guys. Listen, I was going to touch on the Astros and, the all-in moment, but this movie conversation is just fantastic. I'm going to throw two in there real quick. If you want a tearjerker in the baseball route, you got to go Hardball. That's all time right there. I don't know if you guys have seen that one.
Yep, that's a good movie. Even though they may not have been blockbuster billings at in the movie theaters, there aren't too many sports movies where I'll watch it and say I regret watching it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I'll throw Invictus in there too. That's a good one with Matt Damon. The rugby and Nelson Mandela.
Yes, that was very good. Invictus, right? Yes.
Yep.
That was a good movie.
Real quick on the Astros, I'm kind of just. I'm over it already, I guess, in a sense. I mean, I think the hardest part for them is those guys have to live with it, no matter where they go, no matter what they do. If any of those guys make the Hall of Fame, it's still going to stick with them on their induction day. I mean, they're never going to escape it. So that's, we might, as fans, want the suspension and, the postseason ban or whatever you want to do, but those guys are just, that's in their souls forever. They're never going to be able to escape that. So I think that's a burden that's tough to carry. And as far as an all-in moment, I was all with the Tiger stuff before you guys started talking about it, so, we don't really have to reiterate that. But I will say we're on the verge of one. If the Lakers get to the championship, I mean, how could you not cheer for them to win now? I mean, that's just – it's meant to be. If Kobe was my favorite growing up, Even being in Cleveland, being a Cavs fan, you know, LeBron, obviously. But we always loved Kobe, at least my group of friends. And there was nothing I would love more than to see the Lakers win the championship. And I think, you know, most of the country would be on board with that. So have a good night, Hugh. It's good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you, John. Well said, 92.3 FM in Cleveland. Yeah, another all-in moment would be the death of Kobe and the immediate response from all of America and the world. That would be another all-in moment, just celebrating and still celebrating the life of Kobe and the others that were on that helicopter. We're a pretty good bunch of people in this country most of the time, more than the media would ever try to tell us. We have hearts. We care. We're about forgiveness. We love the comeback, second chances, and maybe sometimes too many second chances in sports and maybe in life. But we have a good soul in this country. And I'm talking about the majority. Let's go to Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to Mark in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Mr. H, I want to say that you're the only one I respect in the sports radio business, because you're a gentleman and I would love to work with you. Anyway, I would like to talk about famous moments. Ben Hogan winning his Masters in between going to the funeral for Harvey Pinnick.
Wow.
His great golf coach. And then when he sunk that putt, he started crying, and it was everything that led out to the master that trained him to win the Masters.
There's been a ton of stories in golf. And Mark, thanks for the call in Texas. Appreciate you jumping in. Yeah, there's, like I said, I've got golf movies, Legend of Bagger Vance. As a matter of fact, if I'm Ben Hogan, was that, did I watch that, not HBO, it was Golf Channel Films. Was it the two-part series on Hogan or three-part series? It was phenomenal. It was absolutely amazing. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello. You do a great job, Bill. I just want to say that to you. God love you. You do a wonderful job. I want to talk about two events. You're talking about television movies, Bill. First, I know it all has to do with 1971. You're forgetting the movie Brian's Song with the James Caan and Gail Sears, the story of Brian Piccolo. That was a great sports TV movie.
Yeah, Bill. The original one was much better than the remake.
You think so, Bill? Oh, okay, yeah. I think so, too. The one that I saw, I was only around 10 years old at the time. Like I said, but, that was a great movie. And I like to talk about, I think, the biggest sports event ever in my lifetime. It's even bigger than the Olympics with Russia losing in 1980. I think it has to do with Muhammad Ali in 1971 with Joe Frazier. At that time, everybody on the whole planet was talking about it. I had uncles that served in the service in Germany, and they were talking about it over there. They told me it had to do with politics, as you know, the Vietnam War and religion. Everybody had an opinion. Who are you for? Who do you think's going to win and who are you for? And that was a real fight because it lasted 15 rounds, you know. So, for God's sakes, I think that was the major event, anyhow, in my lifetime. I'd like to know, at least if you think it was one of the greatest events in your lifetime.
And buddy, you know what? I do, and I appreciate your opinion, David, in Pennsylvania. Everybody has the impact of things in our life isn't all universal. And I know the Miracle on Ice was. I looked this up. 10 sports movies guaranteed to make you cry. One, Field of Dreams. Yes, I cried when he when he got to play catch with his father. And me being a kid who grew up without a father, that was impactful. Rudy? Yeah, great. There's a great sports movie and a real story, and I thought it was well done. Brian's song is the listener just mentioned. The Champ with Ricky Schroeder. I watched that. I didn't cry. Million Dollar Baby was a good movie. That was a good movie. Clint Eastwood does such good movies. That was fantastic. Hoosiers, yeah, with Hackman. Pride of the Yankees. We Are Marshall. There's a well-done movie. Miracle, obviously. Yeah, I love a good sports movie. I love a good cry. I tell everybody, one of my favorite movies ever, The Shack. If you think you have issues in life, just watch that movie start to finish. It will have an impact on you, and you'll reference the movie. Keep it on your DVR. It's fantastic. We got a couple segments left together. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Graceffo and Walt, producing back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Seth Kanter with an update here in about 5 minutes. Huge questions of the night. What's been outside of the Miracle on Ice, and the 40th anniversary was on Saturday, of what they did in beating the Russians and went on to win the gold medal by beating Finland. What's been the biggest all-in sports moment in America since then? Answer that question. Also, can the Astros or Major League Baseball do something to stop the outcry and the venom towards the Astros? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read some tweets coming up at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Margaret in Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, Margaret.
Good. Two concepts. Number one, I think the Astros deserve every piece of garbage that they get. And my question back to Mr. Correa would be, if you would have won it anyhow, why did you need to cheat? I'm also a Nationals fan, and frankly, I think nobody even knows who won the World Series last season. You know, all they know is about the Astros.
And thank you, Margaret. You're well said, and I agree. I don't get how they, and Jim Crane has said it, Correa has said it, a lot of Astros fans had, oh, it didn't make a difference, and why'd you do it? I mean, that is just plain common sense. Well said, Margaret. Steve out in California, you're up next on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to Michael in Alabama.
Yes, I think the greatest baseball movie of all time is by far The Natural with Robert Redford, but in my lifetime, the greatest baseball moment was the Kirk Gibson home run, and I think if they made a movie about that, that would be the best baseball movie ever.
Oh, yeah. Well said. Thank you, Michael, in Alabama. Sean in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener, originally from Michigan, but I live in Atlanta.
Well, thank you for listening, my man.
Hey, I wanted to give my all-time all-in sports moment. That 96 Ali lighting the torch here in Atlanta for
yes.
The 100 Olympiad. That was an awesome moment. And also my movie would be Bingo Long All-Star. It's a baseball movie with Billy Dee Williams.
Yes.
And yeah,
Richard
James
Pryor.
Jones and Richard Pryor. That movie never gets any play when it comes to all-time sports movies.
Yeah, and I tell you what, and thank you, Sean, in Atlanta. Richard Pryor was the first comedian that I, you know, when you go to the movie house and see Richard Pryor, Gosh, man. I mean, he was a little blue. That might be an understatement, but, man, what just an incredible talent. Let's go to Doug in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Excuse me. Bear with me. I spent the morning in Waco. I know you can understand what that means. Two things. Great movies. First one, Golf, Caddyshack, kind of rivals Happy Gilmore. The second one, NASCAR, Talladega Nights. Also a rival of a kind of a Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
My kind of moment that I think of that happened recently, more of a probably polarizing moment, would be the Myles Garrett situation with Mason Rudolph. In my lifetime, I don't recall ever seeing any sort of sports action like that, and how many people really kind of got behind it and, you know, questioned really what happened. And I think the penalty he got was probably accurate for what he did. And to think of what the Astros are getting and not being penalized there, for the most part, players penalized, it's atrocious. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Bill.
Well, thanks, Doug. And you're down in Waco probably at the Kansas-Baylor game. Thank you. And you'll get your voice back. I've said this about Rob Manfred, that by giving immunity to the Astros and now to the Red Sox, that's what he said prior to this report, which is forthcoming, you've set a precedent that how are you going to bust anybody for cheating as MLB commissioner when they have a powerful union, Major League Baseball Players Association? How are you going to bust anybody? Well, you gave the Astros and Red Sox immunity. We'll just get together as a team. Yeah, we all use performance-enhancing drugs. We all did this. You can't ban us. No. The immunity thing, I know some of you keep telling me, well, it would have been tied up forever. Baseball wouldn't be the bad guy here. It'd be, the doubt still would be there, but you could have got one player to come clean and talk. You didn't have to give immunity to the entire team. No way. And the reason you did it is because you knew it was so widespread. That's why you gave immunity to the entire team. That's the only plausible reason. We do have one final segment together on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read the tweets in the final segment, at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Also, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You can like us. To the callers online, I promise your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, final segment together. One reminder, coming up Sunday night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the toughest sport on dirt takes a stage in St. Louis for the U.S. Border Patrol Invitational. Professional bull riding only on CBS Sports Television Network. Graceffo and Wall have done a stellar job producing the final 2 hours of this broadcast. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Roger in Canton. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Roger.
I got a few movies I'd like to bring up and a sports event that I thought sort of brought the country together. My favorite baseball movie of all time is Bull Durham. My favorite football movie of all time was a movie with James Caan that came out in 1993 called The Program. And I also thought Draft Day with Costner was a good football movie.
I agree.
And then as for a sports event that I thought sort of brought the country together, this was 2 years before the Miracle on Ice, Pete Rose's hitting streak in 1978. I remember the networks at night, they would cut into his at-bats, and they would have at the bottom of the screen scrolling, telling what his last at-bat, what he did in his last at-bat.
Yeah, that was 78, right? Thank you, Roger in Canton, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM out of Cleveland. Vince in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on 106.1 FM and AM 1340. The Ticket. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening or good morning or one of those, anyways.
Yeah.
I would say that Carrie Strug kid, when she was busted up and stuck that final landing on her pass in the Olympics, for me, that was just so damn impressive.
Yeah, that was an incredible effort.
I never forget that. And then as far as the sports movie, which I will not claim is the greatest sports movie by any stretch, but everyone knows it, and that's Karate Kid.
Yeah. Like I said, thank you, Vince, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't know the worst sports movie that I've ever seen that I just said, this is horrible. What is it? Is it Kazam with Shaq? Is that it, Graceffo?
Yeah.
Yeah, because earlier I told everybody it's not a sports movie, but it's an inspirational movie that I'll repeat and watch because it carries a lot of meaning. I said the movie The Shack, which is off the book, and when we went to break, Graceffo back in New York City said, "Are you talking about Shaquille O'Neal and Kazam?" And I'm like, no, I'm talking about the movie The Shack, not Shaq O'Neal. What else was Shaq in? Was he in Blue Chips with Nick Nolte? Was he in that one, Graceffo?
Yeah, he was in Blue Chips.
That was okay movie. Kazam was... Well, what's the one with Jordan, too, with the cartoons? What am I thinking? Well, Space Jam, right? That was dumb. I can't watch that. That's not a movie. That's not in Kazam. Mm-mm. That's not happening. What was the other one? Bob Costas was in it. Was it Baseball and Basketball Met? What was that movie called? The Combo? Was it Basket? What was it? Why am I forgetting that right now? Graceffo, you know what movie I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
Man, it was a dumb combo, like basketball and baseball together.
Basketball.
There you go. Now you got it. That's what I was talking about. That's the dumbest sports movie ever. But what's the dumbest sports movie you've ever seen where you just said, this is ridiculous?
Probably like one of those Angels in the Outfield sequels.
Yes. Angels, you got to have, if a sports movie doesn't have a coach or athlete or actors to sell that sport, that movie cannot be tolerated by the sports fan who knows that sport. Like Costner looked like a golfer in Tin Cup, right? He's always looked like a baseball player. Same with Hackman. As a coach, you've got to be able to sell it. You have to. You know, Wahlberg did a good job in Invincible, right? The Eagles wide receiver movie. That was a good flick. That was awesome. Yeah, you got to be able to sell it. I'm not too negative on too many sports movies. I didn't like the Mighty Ducks movie. I didn't like any of them. I didn't like that. None of them at all. Let's go to Tim in San Francisco, listening on KNBR. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so as far as sports movies, hands down, I love Slapshot with Paul Newman. And
yes.
That's a phenomenal movie.
What's the worst sports movie you've ever seen that was just god-awful?
I don't know. I mean, I like all sports.
Yeah, same here. It takes a lot for me to not like a sports movie. And what's an all-in event in America, Tim, that you think we, beyond the Miracle on Ice, that we as a country came together when it came to sports?
I'm not certain it's beyond Miracle on Ice because that was phenomenal. But I'll tell you, Randy Chastain's penalty kick in the 1999 Women's World Cup to beat China was phenomenal.
Yeah, I think the U.S. women in being the best soccer in the world. And thank you, Tim, for listening out west in San Francisco on KMBR. I'll give women's soccer and the U.S. team and the U.S. program since 99 a lot of credit because they've been the best in the world. And when you're the best in the world, the country will stand behind you. And they have for over 20 years. And I know the women now have filed a lawsuit and fighting for equal pay. And based on the lack of commitment from the U.S. men, there's no reason when representing the country that the U.S. women shouldn't be making the same, if not more, than the men. On the national team, I'm talking about. I'm not saying professionally. I'm not going there at all. I'm talking when representing the country, based on supply and demand, the U.S. women's soccer is the best in the world. And they fill up stadiums, and they're over 20 years of being dominant on the world stage. And those women deserve more money than... In the, name five U.S. men's national players, and they're flipping coaches again, and they're just not a world player. Yet they're the best women in the world wearing the red, white, and blue. That should be at least equal pay, if not more, for the women. That's called supply and demand. They have stars. U.S. men have... Who's their star? Who's selling anything for U.S. men's soccer right now? The women are the best in the world. Could you imagine if the U.S. men were the best in the world? Oh, my Lord. They would be rock stars in this country and worldwide. Flat-out rock stars. Let's go to Atron in Dallas. Listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man. I love your show. Thanks for having me.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Late night. Okay, so sports movies, Remember the Titans, classic, can't go wrong. Sandlot, classic, can't go wrong. And Varsity Blues, classic, can't go wrong. Sports moments, I got two of them. First one being when Dirk won the championship for Texas, just because I'm Texas born and raised. So that was a big moment for me. And then... my second one would be when the Detroit Red Wings won the 97 Stanley Cup. That was a big moment. I didn't see it, but that was the year I was born, and I also have the Stanley Cup ring that the Detroit Players have.
So how'd you get the ring? How'd you get that ring?
My uncle, he's been a season ticket holder for the Red Wings since he was, I think, like 18 or 19 years old. And so he's gone to a lot of their games, and he has a lot of their he has a bunch of jerseys, has a bunch of like the old cereal boxes that they used to have with the Red Wings players on them. I mean, he has like there's so much memorabilia he has of the Red Wings. Like he filled up his entire like man cave basically with Red Wings and other hockey player stuff, signatures, sticks, whatnot. And he was able to get three of the Stanley Cup championship rings for his two kids and me.
Wow. Well, hey, you got a nice family there, Atron. Thanks for the call in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. Let's go to Jason in Pittsburgh, PA, listening on 93.7 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Well, I want to thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, but I don't call in too much on the late-night shows, so thank you for having me.
No problem, buddy.
I just wanted to say we can't forget about one of the best sports movies that incorporates the meaning of team and hard work and dedication to a common goal. Cool Runnings. The cool Jamaican Runnings. Bobsled team.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good movie. That was. There's,
and then one of the worst ones, Juana Man. That was a terrible sports movie.
Oh, man. All right, Jason. Well, thanks for the call in Pittsburgh. Listening on 93.7 FM. He'll be our final call of the night. I just love all of you men and women who listen all across the U.S. and Canada. When we get together and I sit down and we have some idea of where we're going and just some of the great conversation that happens. When I could talk about the inspiration of the movie The Shack and James Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City, one of the producers with Kevin Wall today, says, are you talking about Kazam and Shaq in the movie Kazam? Graceffo, have you ever seen the movie The Shack? Not Shaquille O'Neal.
No idea what you're talking about.
Gosh, I'm telling you, man, it's an unbelievable movie. It is, you might need to have a child to understand the impact of that movie.
Well, that's not happening.
So, James, here's what I want you to do as a class project. I want you to go have a child within the next week.
That's
at least start the process, and then we can talk about the movie and the impact The Shack had on my life and maybe one day on yours. Not happening. Yes, it will, James. You'll be a father one day.
Nope.
You will. You're young. How old are you, Graceffo?
31.
And Kevin Wall, who produced today, you're 23, right,
yeah,
buddy?
23.
Yeah, you guys, man. Combined, you're still 4 years less than me. I'm 58, even though I look like I'm 28.
I don't want to do it.
No one's making you yet, Jim. I'm not your dad. You're going to go have a damn kid. No, you will someday. You guys will get it. Until then, don't watch the movie The Shack. If you have kids, watch it. Fellas, I appreciate the job back in New York City. Well done. Same thing to Seth Canner. 24/7, if you want to stay in touch with the show, you have an idea, you have a huge opinion, a thought, you just want to say hello, at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.